Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
We are back.
Thank you to everybody who stuck around, didn't bail on us just because we had a quick 5-minute commercial. We're people too.
Mm-hmm. That 5 minutes goes fast, man.
Doesn't it?
It goes very fast. Yeah, we'll be right back. We're going to take a 45-minute break. We'll see you guys at pick 78 or 74 when the Browns pick.
Wish I could do that at work. Hey, I'll be back in 45.
I do. You don't do that?
I wish.
Hopefully nobody from work is watching.
I don't care.
So, Bill's pick is in. Osiris Torrance, guard out of Florida. I got to shout out Jessia. Pledge to the dog pack while we were at break. So thank you so much for that. Go ahead. What you guys were saying?
I think it's Jesse.
No, it's
is it
all one word? J E S E A. I don't know.
That's the Patreon dog pack.
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's a Jesse dog pack supporter also.
Well,
is that the same guy?
If you are one and the same,
okay.
Cool beans.
Let it be known.
Osiris Torrance, guard out of Florida. I mean, Richard sent out all kinds of help. 6'5", 330 pounds, ran a 5'3", 140. Torrance is the top true guard prospect in the class at 6'5", 347 pounds. He's a big boy to try and overpower. He started for 3 seasons at Louisiana before transferring to Florida, where he earned an 88 overall grade last fall.
Notice the key word there, though. True guard, because there's a lot of tackles that have been taken that could end up playing guard. Peter Skronsky, Paris Johnson, I think he should play left tackle, but they already have two good tackles. It makes me wonder, did Kyler want him to play tackle? Because we know Kyler Murray's the one who wanted Paris Johnson. Mm-hmm. So did he want him as a guard? Did he want him as a tackle? I'd put him at tackle. I'd slide the vet in at guard, personally.
Fatal Gnome just pledged $20 just to say, you Browns members warm my heart. The charity of giving these unfortunate Raven younglings the attention they've only dreamed of getting. It's so sweet. Dog pack, y'all are the best.
Unfortunate Raven younglings.
Fatal Gnome's a good man.
Yeah, I love it.
Cincinnati gets himself a pretty solid corner here.
Yeah.
They just lost. They lost a lot of defense this offseason. They did. And they're going to continue to lose pieces. I saw with their pick last night, they're saying that might be prepping to lose Hendrickson and who's the other guy they got? Hubbard. He said they could be losing one or both. Hendrickson has been a huge piece for them. If they lose Trey Hendrickson, that hurts them a lot. He's super underrated.
Boy, I was wrong about him because I did not want the Browns to get him at all. Oh, shut up, Blake. Why did I say that? Well,
Blake, let's just throw this out here. The poll ended.
Yeah.
It is 50-50 split.
Oh, my God.
No way.
It is a 50-50 poll split.
We can't do this. You know what, Blake? You want to rock, paper, scissors on the poll?
Nope. But I would – listen.
Nope.
John has said this before on the show. For some reason – Lord has blessed me.
Oh, geez.
Oh, here we go. I'm typically
right about these things. I was right about Baker. I was right about Baker way before everybody wanted to give me any credit for that. I was right about the Lions.
That's two things.
Blake, okay. I'll pray for you that, you know, God changed your mind on Anthony Richardson, all right?
Nope.
You know what's going to happen?
Can't sway
right?
me.
The Browns are going to play the Colts, and he's going to score a game-winning touchdown or something. And I'm just going to be like, screw you, Blake.
Yeah, that game-winning touchdown, so they're 2-15.
But, of course, they'd get that second win against the Browns.
Yeah. Jaguars pick is in. I think it's a little flying under the radar a little bit that the Jaguars are about to insert Calvin Ridley into their lineup.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And we gave them a lot of crap for they gave a bunch of money away to some people who we thought they were overpaying. And then a lot of those people worked out.
Yeah.
Which calls into me, it's one of those things like when people start talking about, I can't believe you're paying this guy this much money. We're not paying anybody anything.
No.
These are billionaires. So if they really want Christian Kirk and they think it takes X amount of dollars to get him, who cares if that's what they're paying him? If they can make it work in the books. Like, that's what I don't get. I can't believe you're giving this guy this. We're not giving him anything.
Write that check, Jimmy.
Yeah, yep. I'm not paying anybody a dime. Mm-hmm. No one is talking about the AFC South having three of the top four QBs. So who are the quarterbacks
in the
AFC South?
The Titans just took Will Levis. Houston took C.J. Stroud. And then the Colts took Anthony Richardson. And the Saints...
The Saints aren't in the AFC.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Jags have...
The Jags.
Trevor Lawrence.
I don't know why I couldn't... I blanked on it too.
It's
a young QB division right now.
Sure is, yeah.
Did the Titans bring Will Levis in to start this year? Is Tannehill got another year?
Tannehill.
I think Tannehill.
If Will Levis starts over Tannehill...
That means Tannehill fell off a cliff?
That...
And got ran over by a truck.
Well, you're paying him $36 million.
Like, that means Tannehill would have had to have done some Malik McDowell activity.
Oh, so, we kind of glanced over this. They just drafted a quarterback in the second round last year.
Yep, Malik Willis.
So, do we think, like, are they already out on him? They must be out on him already.
I'll say it. I said it once. I'll say it again. Malik Willis is better than Will Levis.
We're going to find out.
I don't like Will Levis at all.
I can tell, man. I don't like Will Levis.
I know that Malik Willis did not look good last year.
No.
He looked very bad.
No. Deer in headlights.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like.
And here's the thing I've talked about. I don't care how athletic you are, how good you can throw the ball, all that stuff. Playing quarterback in the NFL, the number one most important thing, in my opinion, is information processing.
Yeah.
I don't care how well you throw. If you can't process information quickly, you're not going to be successful.
Pick the game speed up.
I mean, Zach Wilson can throw the ball just as good as anybody. Baker can throw the ball just as well as anybody in this league. But he can't. What his eyes are seeing doesn't make it to the brain fast enough.
Doesn't he have the longest pass in NFL history?
Yeah, when he was like on the Hail Mary. Yeah. It wasn't on a Hail Mary attempt. We didn't complete it.
Yeah, but it was the furthest thrown ball in NFL history.
Baker can make every throw in the NFL, okay? But what he's seeing doesn't get to his brain and back fast enough. And if you can't do that, you're not going to be successful. The windows are too tight, and they close way too fast. That's why I hate if they'll pull up like a still picture and be like, this guy's wide open. I'm like, well, that guy can close that gap in about a tenth of a second. So you can't pull still pictures from this. We got to see video. What do we got going on here in the chat? I'm done acknowledging the Ravens fans. They had they had their moment. It says Dobbs looked better than Willis. This is true.
Yeah,
that's why I'm happy to have Dobbs back. I think he's a perfect backup for Deshaun.
Yes. I think so too. You know, looking at what's going on in the draft at the moment, like, so we're at pick 61. A lot of the guys, Derek, that we've been talking about are still on the board. So do you see the Browns move into this 60 range at all to get somebody, or do they just sit tight and let whoever they need fall to them?
Well, it just depends. Because, I mean, I heard that the Browns – okay, I just want to make sure it wasn't the guy I was about to say.
Jaguars just took Brenton Strange, tight end, out of Penn State.
I mean, what's-his-face had kind of like a resurgence with them last year.
Evan Ingram?
Evan Ingram. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like,
yeah. Big season.
And we talked about this over the course of the year. We'll talk about a difference like having an actual NFL coach makes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
It went from they were the laughing stock of the league, and we thought, like, holy crap, how was everybody in the world wrong about Trevor Lawrence?
Right.
To, like, they were a playoff threat, and Trevor Lawrence looks like he's going to be that guy.
Yeah, he does.
Urban Meyer.
Here's I loved what Urban did for Ohio State, but the minute they hired him, I was like, this is gonna be a disaster.
When you've seen super talented, super successful coaches, Nick Saban. Yep. Go to Miami and be wildly unsuccessful.
Yeah.
It's different. It is different because the big part of the college game is the recruiting process. You can bring all the guys in that you want. You can have studs and five stars all over the place.
Well, what's crazy to me is Urban Meyer at Ohio State was such like the guy, the leader, the professional. He goes to the Jags and he's, you know, feeling up blonde chicks, kicking kickers. Bar,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, who can blame him? But still, you're an NFL coach. All right. At the end of the day, you can't be doing that.
No. It was just not meant to. It was.
Y'all can't say that. I can say that. I'm a free agent.
So a little
weren't bit ready for that one, were you, Blake?
Nope. A little bit about Brenton Strange, tight end out of Penn State, 22 years old. He's 6'4", 253 pounds. He ran a 4.7 40. 4.7, man, at 253 pounds and 6'4". That's fast. He says, I look elsewhere in a deep class if you want a run blocker, but if tight end is a receiver first in your offense, Strange is your man. So it sounds to me like, I mean, Jaguars just had an explosive piece in their passing game.
Yep. The Texans another just continued weapon. With a
Broncos traded up.
Oh, interesting. Juice Scruggs, center. I guess they got him listed as guard, but isn't he a center?
If you're the Broncos, do you take Hooker?
Yeah. You know, it's not a bad.
You know what I mean? Like, you're probably rolling with Russell Wilson now, but if he's terrible again this year.
With Peyton.
The only way you can move off of him is if you got a super cheap rookie sitting there. Mm. You know what I mean? Because you can't afford to bring anybody else because you're paying Russell Wilson so much money. I also saw a thing today on Twitter that the NFL was drafting or the ESPN was grading the draft last night, and the Browns and the Broncos still got draft grades based on
based on
like what we got instead for our picks last night. So like they said, we got a C minus or a D or something like that because of overpaying for Deshaun and all this stuff. And then they gave the Broncos a C. And I was like, they're paying him a ton of money. They gave up more to get him, and he was awful.
He makes more per year than Deshaun Watson. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm just getting more excited as each pick keeps coming in. Dude, if the Browns get Trenton Simpson, Josh Downs, I might just run around
here. Oh, I mean, I'm ready.
This Broncos pick is
just watching all these guys fall to us.
This is until they take your guy right here.
This is a guy that that you had on your radar.
Uh-oh. So it's not Hendon Hooker.
Linebacker? That's my guess.
Wow.
Oh, there goes Marvin Mims. Wow. Okay, so instead of saying we don't think Russell Wilson's the guy, we're going to take a guy to back him up, they say, let's go get Russell Wilson another weapon.
It makes sense, though, because they are so desperate to make this work because they have put their entire future of the franchise on this move to the point where they traded first-round pick.
For a coach.
Which nobody talked about.
Yep.
So
it's crazy. That's
a very good point.
That is, I mean, I feel like that has flown super far under the radar. They traded for a coach.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
Okay, trade up, Browns.
Marvin Mims, wide receiver out of Oklahoma, 21 years old. He's 5'11", 183 pounds. He ran a 4.38.
Yep.
It's like the Flash. Mims is on the smaller side for the position, but is the type of athlete who can make up for it. He went for more than 1,000 yards last season and averaged 19.5 yards per catch for his career. I knew that was somebody that a lot of Browns fans kind of had their eye on as a potential target.
Sorry.
It's a nice piece.
I just don't know. I don't know what the Browns are aiming for tonight. I feel like they've stayed super quiet. You've heard anywhere from running back to line. I mean, we've heard literally every position of need. And I don't know what Andrew Berry, like, what is his, because we know, like, history says he doesn't value interior defensive lineman. He doesn't value middle linebacker or inside linebacker play. So it's, I'm very curious to see where we go.
I will tell you this much. If we get to 74 and the list of guys are on the board that are, you know, on our list here, and they take DeJuan Jones, I might just walk out. I mean, I can't.
Why don't you like DeJuan Jones?
Because I have watched DeJuan Jones. I mean, obviously, you know, Ohio State. Mm-hmm. I've watched him in person many times. He is the perfect prototypical giant offensive lineman that can't do jack.
Isn't that Barry's guy too? Wasn't Barry super impressed with him at the senior day?
Well, turn on the tape of Boye Mafe versus DeJuan Jones. Mm. I mean, I saw Aiden Hutchinson absolutely body DeJuan Jones. Same with Boye Mafe. And Boye Mafe, as good as he is, a lot smaller, not as strong. And that's a dude who's like a fourth string defensive end on the Seattle Seahawks. So,
hey, I'm just letting you know that your boy Jalen Hyatt is still on the board.
That's
Cedric Tillman.
That's
still
why
on the
I'm
board.
Not as upset.
Trent Simpson, of course. Darnell Washington still on the board.
So I'm not as
Josh
upset
Downs. I mean, Drew Sanders. A lot of these linebackers too that we thought might not be there. We'd have to trade up for. They're still sitting there.
I'm loving this chat, by the way.
I know.
I'm loving this chat. Like
my phone's charging, but shout out to the chat.
We got Hayden Youngblood saying all Ravens fans drink Bud Light.
With some emojis.
Tony DePasquale, I'm sorry I'm butchering that. He says, can I ask a question? Go for it.
Yeah.
What's your question? And then this person says my 12-year-old niece uses emojis, and then everybody just started throwing
all the Browns emojis in there.
This is going exactly how I wanted it to go.
Good.
So we appreciate you guys.
We're 10 picks away.
Off-grid Woodsman said Ravens had six Pro Bowlers. One of those was Huntley, so
doesn't count.
Only five, bro.
to brag about Huntley being a Pro Bowler for your team, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You look stupid.
I mean, the guy had, what, two touchdowns, six picks? Come on, guys.
That sounds like Lamar's playoff stats.
Oh.
Yikes. Shots fired.
Blake is just swinging tonight.
Hey, this is your first time meeting me in person. It's not a shtick.
Right, what did I tell you guys? I said as much as I love you guys, I can't wait to meet Blake.
Well, I told you. I said Blake is Blake. It's not a show thing.
Larger than life personality. Absolutely.
Tim Voss says you guys kill it. Thank you for the great content. No, thank you for listening.
Yeah. Otherwise, there'd be no content to produce.
Yeah. Because so when we first started this show, we'll turn it back. I was super pumped to get like 10 views, but now I would not put in this effort for that. I'm just being honest. So I appreciate you guys making it worth the effort. I don't think I could convince my wife to let me do it this much if I was like, got 12 views on this week's episode. Yeah. She'd just be like, I'm going to need you to stay home and do the dishes.
Yeah. Got to start somewhere.
Yeah. No, and I'm not saying if you're getting 10 views, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying, like, we paid our dues. I'm done with that.
Well, this is
why you call me out like that, Blake.
DF, I've been watching your stuff for years now.
Yes.
Cambam Music, thank you for the donation. Expectations for Grant Delpit this year. I have very high expectations. Yeah. Last year he stayed healthy, and I thought he flashed. Like, there were times you're like, this is the Grant Delpit we want. And I thought we're using him all wrong.
Correct.
Is there a staple of the Joe Woods defense? Yes, it's playing people out of position.
Yep.
And not playing them to their strengths.
I'm not mad at that because I wasn't super high on him, but he's an option.
So
do you think Thornhill too? Like, I think that's a great add for the Browns, and I think that brings a lot of maturity and leadership to the defense, along with Schwartz. I think just some of our younger guys, I see them just growing up a lot. And just kind of buying in. I don't think anybody bought in last year. I don't think anybody bought into the defense for the last few years.
I agree.
You saw that as far as leadership and what was coming out in like after the game, like what people were saying. Yeah.
It almost turned into like once one bad thing happened, it was almost like here we go again. And it just snowballed.
Yes.
Tony wants to know, how does the TV have queued up tape on all the draft picks if no one knows where they are going? Well, I know it looks like we're like in a Hollywood studio. We're not. So I can't answer for ESPN, but I would have to guess that's why they're so delayed.
When you have millions upon millions of dollars, you can hire people to do that.
Yeah, they have cut-ups of, I would imagine they got cut-ups of everybody, and it's just by their name, and as soon as they're picked, they just click play.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would guess.
A lot of preparation went into what you're seeing on ESPN right now.
I want to comment on Juan Thornhill, so I won't give away where I work, but where I work, I'm constantly talking about sports with people coming in, and we get a lot of visitors, and we had people come in from Kansas City, and naturally I was talking with him, and he goes, oh yeah, that's right, you got our guy. He was like, yeah, I was pissed to lose him, man. He's like, I loved him. I don't know why we let him go. Yep. You guys didn't sign him to that big of a deal. We could have kept him. He said he's going to be a team favorite. He said he's a leader, and he's one of these players similar to we were talking about with Stroud, who the regression, it just keeps continuing. He said that's the same thing with Juan Thornhill, is he's just keep getting better and better and better. And I brought it up. The Browns have a better secondary when used in the right spots than the Chiefs. So you throw that out there, and then you kind of put him in that puzzle. With Delpit, use Delpit in the right spot. Jordan Battle's still on the board.
Yes, he is. You know,
there's a lot of potential. I mean, this is exciting. I think
it's biggest move for the Browns as far as just impact going into this season. I know the Schwartz just hiring him and getting a leader as far as somebody that commands the defense. And I don't think coach is going to have to, as far as Stefanski, is going to have to worry about the defensive side of the ball. That guy is going to command the defense. That is going to be his deal. But I think as far as like a player, absolute home run, absolute home run.
One thing that I think you're going to, you will not see with Jim Schwartz that you saw so much of under Joe Woods is that miscommunication on the field, people giving up on plays, giving up on the game. Yeah. I mean, because first of all, Jim Schwartz won't let that happen. Mm-hmm. If he sees that, I mean, he will address it immediately. Just and these players will respect him in a way that they didn't respect, you know, Joe Woods. So
we got a couple questions here in the chat. It says,
but you guys are listening to me.
No, sorry.
Justin's got a heck of a watch on. I just saw that thing flash.
Yeah, sorry.
We're just having
our own show over here on the side.
Yeah.
What position, with the Browns pick getting closer, what position do you want them to go here?
Yeah, we got a poll running right now. So D-line, linebacker, safety, or other, what do you guys say?
Tight end.
Okay, so you're an other.
All right.
You kind of scare me, you know that?
Here we go.
You and every female he's ever been associated with.
Hey, it's all right. I get it.
I'm just joking.
We've
John.
Never talked about it, but we brought it up. My wife has said that John has never had a conversation with her.
I have actually had a conversation.
Okay.
So she just didn't remember.
Have you ever had a sober conversation with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're calling her a liar?
Or maybe, no.
Oh,
maybe
she's going to be making my face red here.
I'm being the engager in a conversation.
Oh, women's skills.
I'm not far off.
I've had one.
Okay.
But here's the thing. She's never had a conversation with me either.
That's fair. That's a fair point. Okay.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
He said, you shame better on talk wife. To me.
Yeah. I mean, Blake's been one of my best friends for like 10 years.
Yes.
I pretty much never talk to his wife. Like, hi, Kiva. How are you? End of conversation.
So what position? Your other, or what do you want them to? What do you think they need to address?
I voted other just for fun. I want to see linebacker, or I mean, I wouldn't be mad if we got a receiver.
Okay.
Now I should have thrown receiver in this poll.
Derek, what do you got?
I'm getting giddy because I love Josh Downs. I know people don't like him, but I love Josh Downs.
And who's Josh Downs?
Wide receiver from UNC.
I'm not asking because I don't know.
Oh.
I'm asking for the people don't know.
Well, sorry.
For sure, yeah. Wink, wink.
All right. Well,
in case anybody knows, I have a young child this year and I did zero draft prep. So I'm throwing it. That's why we brought DF in.
Yes.
Yeah, I have the time to blow at work coming up with these six full pages of notes here.
So, who is he? Why are you excited about the possibility of him landing on the Browns?
So, Josh Downs and the Eagles could very well take him with one of these two picks, but he's a guy, for me, the only way I can describe him is like a Jackson Smith Njigba light. Like, I don't think it's fair to say he's like the same player, but as far as the same skill set and how he plays football, very similar. And I think I've talked about this countless times. The Browns at wide receiver need to have long-term solutions because Deshaun Watson is here for that what 5-year contract,
yeah,
whatever. Mm-hmm. So you need to pair guys with him long-term. And the skill set that he would bring now with Elijah Moore is what excites me so much, because he's versatile, kind of like Marvin Mims. Z receiver, can play all over the place. I would, or even Hyatt, or, yeah, you know, any of these guys.
I like, man, the points that you've made lately here about wide receiver for the Browns, saying that if they don't address the long-term solution at the position, we could be in trouble, because DPJ could play himself out of the Browns' pocketbook next year. I mean, sure, Amari, yeah, Cooper's not going to be here that much longer. So the top end of our receiving room, we've got to start thinking ahead. And Elijah Moore was a great use of our second-round pick, because we're not getting a receiver in the second round like Elijah Moore.
So I want to clarify, since we're all together now, yes, and we don't have to say this separately. That's one of the things I've been saying a lot is DPJ, and people have been hounding me in the comment section and on TikTok I've seen, and on like YouTube shorts. What is this? Why are we talking about replacing DPJ? America. I love Donovan Peoples-Jones. I want him to stay a Cleveland Brown, but he's not free, okay? Mm-hmm. Look at NFL free agency. Wide receivers who are not that great are being paid a lot of money.
Yes.
Donovan Peoples-Jones had a great season last year and has continued to progress. He's now had a full offseason with Deshaun Watson, and then a full season with Deshaun Watson with additional threats underneath. So opening up the deep side of the field where DPJ can really attack, he's going to get a bag. And I don't think it's going to be from Cleveland. That's why you got to address it long term.
You think his value is going to be that high on the free agent market?
Because of the position. Receiver's constantly gone.
I say free agent wide receiver market is always slim, because like the high end receivers either get traded or re-signed.
Yeah.
But I want to shout out Broncos 750.
Yeah, I saw him in there. I did see that.
He told me he was going to comment that tonight.
Yep. I saw him jump in the comments, and I just said, oh,
I, man, see he's too cheap to pay 99 cents, so I shouldn't have shouted him out.
It's okay.
But I also saw a question here I wanted to get to, okay, which we're going to get caught up on these Eagles picks, I promise.
Yeah.
It says,
I know, I missed him too.
It said, what do you guys think will happen with Jed Wills?
Well, yeah. I can tell you this much. I have heard from sources that Jed Wills does not pay his Uber Eats drivers. So,
So he's saving up for when he gets cut?
And I've also heard other stories about Jedrick Wills that are not PG-13, so I will not say them publicly on this show, but I don't like Jed at all.
Do you think they didn't pick up his option, right? They're not going to pick up his option. Or they did?
I thought they
did. Maybe they did. Here's my thing is, I feel like he's got like this year to show that he tries.
Yes.
And if not,
he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's the laziest offensive lineman I've ever seen.
It's crazy too, because like if Bill Callahan can't get it out of you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, who is?
And he's not playing with Baker anymore. He's got a reason to block now.
Google wouldn't let him pay. That's... excuses are like b-holes. This is unrendered. Jedrick Wills plays too much video games. It's a guy who plays too much video games. Not true. I don't want to start blaming video games for poor play, because then that argument will get used against me for my poor performance at work.
Maybe if Jedrick Wills played Madden more, he'd learn how to block.
he just doesn't try, it seems. Or... he doesn't finish the play. Once he's beat, it's done.
Yeah,
exactly. There's no secondary effort. So we just kind of missed the Eagles. Went
safety.
They had two picks back to back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I missed one of
them. There goes Drew Sanders off the board.
They went Tyler Sheen, tackle out of Alabama, and then Sidney Brown, safety out of Illinois. So you like that pick?
He was
Let me get your notes, man.
Because there was
Justin, you got to appreciate the handwritten notes on paper, right?
I'm a handwritten notes kind of guy.
That's right up your alley.
Yeah,
that's
right up my alley. I hope nobody from my job is watching right now, but I just want you all to know this is what I've done for the last week at work.
What do you do for work?
Without saying it, just so you don't get in trouble.
I don't know how to say it.
Tell us in dumb way, like poorly describe your job.
I get a significant discount on Ohio State gear.
Okay,
so you work at a collectible place.
Oh, well, whatever. But anyway, that's not accurate. But Sidney Brown. Okay, so there's two of them here. There's Jartavius Martin, who's a safety, and then Sidney Brown, who's a safety from Illinois. Sidney Brown was the one of the two that I liked because he's more of a hybrid, where Jartavius Martin is strictly a free safety. I think we need kind of that hybrid because Delpit is another guy, contract-wise, where...
Sorry, I know who this Lions pick is.
Delpit's one of these guys, kind of like DPJ contract-wise, where it's like, if he plays really good, are we going to pay him? And if he doesn't play good, then do we really even want him?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm more so looking at strong safety as a position to fill, which is why Jordan Battle hopefully didn't get picked here, but... I don't like how you're looking at me, Blake. What's
that? I'm just waiting for you guys to see this pick.
Hendon Hooker went to the Lions. Oh. Just based on his reaction.
Oh, I don't know.
Hendon Hooker's a Detroit Lion. Let's go, baby.
I can just, he recognized the name and said, oh, there it is.
The Lions.
So, yeah.
If I was going to say, you know, if it was any other name, you wouldn't know.
That's a hell of a pick.
It's the pick. It's the pick.
I like it.
I love this spot for him.
Are you so? Because I think he can sit. Because they like Goff.
Yeah.
Goff's only 2 years older than him, which is crazy. Goff's been in the league for so long.
Here's the thing. That's why I didn't think they would go quarterback, because they like Goff and he's still young.
Yeah.
And he's not that old.
It's not a position the Browns were going to take going ahead of us. So,
yeah.
Crazy.
So I just saw Jalen Hyatt up there. There's Josh Downs.
Mind blowing.
Now, Nate Dell's still out there, too, who the Browns have met with.
I'd pass on Tank Dell.
Yeah, I would, too.
He's just too small.
Yeah, he's a very small receiver.
So just off the cuff here, real quick, do you guys want to do another contest drawing now, and then we can do the grand prize right after 74 in case we don't make it to 98?
I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if this broadcast is going to go to 98.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't care.
Oh, just whatever you guys want to do.
Just because as much as I'm loving this, I don't know if I can sit here until like 1 in the morning.
No, and we're not going to. So let's do this. Since the grand prize drawing will be, I mean, we're getting close to 74 here.
It's only 9:30.
This is
I like your answer. I like
yeah.
I like where you're at with it.
Another 12 tomorrow, so.
Oh.
It's up to you guys. I was going to say, let's give some people some more time to join the 99 cent club here. On YouTube.
Okay, so we'll do it at pick 70. We're gonna pick another winner.
How about this? Let me.
So you probably got about 10 minutes.
What if we went until like 10:15, and if we're close, then we'll stay. If not, we'll just kick.
So funny story. We did that last year. We were waiting for the Browns. I'm texting my wife, and I'm like, we're just gonna wait till the Browns pick, and then we got like right before, and they traded back.
Yeah,
and I was like, you gotta be freaking kidding me.
If that happens here,
yep.
Especially with everybody available, if you trade back, I'm gonna be livid.
Yeah, I don't think we should trade back.
Nope.
But so we're going to do in at picks after pick 70, we're going to pick another winner. So,
hey, little Fred's watching us from the draft right
from
now.
From the draft.
All right. Mack was doing that last year.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
So we kind of glanced over it. We got to you guys' position that you want them to go. Where do you want them to go?
I would love for them to address defensive line. I'm very, whether it's edge or I don't really know a name right off the top of my head as far as like, I think they'd be jumping up, reaching too far at 74 for a tackle based on who's still around. But to me, that's the glaring question mark. No, you're good, bro.
Little Fred, if you want to join the contest, all you have to do to get 3 entries right now is just sign up for the entry-level Dog Pack membership on YouTube. It's 99 cents a month. That automatically gets you 3 entries, and you'll be entered in for the next 2 drawings if you do it right now.
Yeah.
So, and again, we're going to do the 2 more t-shirt drawings after pick 70, and then we're going to do the grand prize right after the Browns pick. So, make sure you guys get your entries in.
Good for them.
So,
did they redeem themselves?
I'm with Justin here. For me, my brain says I want to go interior D line, but wide receiver would make me the happiest in terms of it's the most exciting.
Let me tell you, I was just going to say,
I'm looking at what's available. I don't want to reach.
We're reaching way too far.
This is my list of guys, right? I'm not saying I'm the one picking, so obviously, right. The guy they like couldn't be on this list. Mozzie Smith gone in the first round. Gervon Dexter gone. Zach Pickens gone. Carl Brooks is the only one left, and he's projected going the sixth or seventh round.
Okay.
So,
and if you're talking wide receiver, like Jalen Hyatt, Cedric Tillman, both from Tennessee, wide receivers are still there. Josh Downs, your guy, DF, he's still out there. There are definitely wide receivers available. I would not hate it. Trenton Simpson still available.
Yeah, dude.
And I would not hate to see Jordan Battle come play in Cleveland.
I would take a receiver, trade back up, and get Simpson or Battle.
Because I think either of those guys could really add a nice element to our defense that we need.
So, not to beat a dead horse, call me crazy. I think Hendon Hooker.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Is better than Richardson. If you're the Colts and you're willing to let Gardner Minshew play this year or even this year and maybe next, why would you reach it for Richardson? I think this guy's going to be better. You could have got him in the third.
Here's what I'll say,
and then 2 years from now he could be playing for you.
I think
2 years from now he'll be. I'm just saying the age thing with Hooker. I'm telling you, that's what's driven him down the board. How old is he with the injury? He's 26.
Yeah.
No. Is he going to be 27?
He's going to be like 25.
Oh,
I thought he was 24 now.
I'll look it up.
Even better.
Blake, I will agree with you in this. If they were both to start at the beginning of the season, Hendon Hooker would be
better. He'll be 26 when it starts.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hooker would be better.
When did 26-year-olds become too old?
I'm saying if you're looking for a franchise quarterback.
They play till their mid-30s.
Tom Brady.
You're getting them on their second contract at 31.
Who cares?
NFL teams, apparently.
But look how many of them are bad. There are so many bad franchises. Maybe they need to rethink the way they think. To put this in perspective. On a year-to-year basis, how many franchises would you consider like good, smart franchises in the NFL? There's like a handful. So maybe they need to get rid of this, like all this old school, change the way you're doing things. Who cares if the guy's 26? If he's a franchise quarterback, he's going to probably play till he's 40. Mm-hmm. You can't hit quarterbacks anymore. It's flag football, and it's only going to get worse. Mm-hmm. To me, that's crazy. Who 26?
I'm with
you. At 26, I was still considered a child. By most people, I still kind of am.
Blake, do you know how old I am?
Maddie B said, how old was Brandon Whedon when he got drafted? I want to say 27.
I thought he was older.
Who was?
Brandon Whedon. Whedon. I thought he was 27.
But Brandon Whedon didn't fail because he was 27. Brandon Whedon failed
because he was 28.
Wow, Tank Dell.
28.
Because he wasn't good.
Tank Dell to the Texans.
Get some wins.
Tim Vajas, welcome to the Dog Pack supporter group. Did you get that name?
Yes, I just put him in. He's in the drawing.
I can't see the chat.
We said at pick 70, so we're going to wait till pick 70 is announced.
Yes.
Yes. After this pick, after pick 70 is announced, we'll do another.
All right, so after the Raiders make their pick, we will do the third homage t-shirt winner. And then after the Browns pick, we'll do...
We'll do the grand prize. Talk about the Browns pick.
This episode is sponsored by Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest homemade burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout and get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, at checkout. You get $20 off the Burger Perfection flight, plus free shipping. Discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
but no, I just
jam band music. I love it. Love it. My most memorable.
You got to read that. Whedon, you got to read that one.
So he said Brandon Whedon failed because he threw a 110 mile an hour ball on a 5-yard slant. My favorite Brandon Whedon
at the guy's feet too.
Was that where he tried to chuck the ball off? I can't remember if it was like a running back, like kind of like just a little pitch, and the ball went backwards. You guys remember that?
I think so.
It was awful. It was awful. It was just absolutely epitomized Cleveland Browns football pretty much for my whole life.
Whedon's demise was the American flag. Yep. Yep. Oh, that was just wasn't that his first game ever.
What a terrible thing to get caught on camera.
And it's not like you're a 21-year-old kid. No. You are almost a 30-year-old man getting caught under the American.
Did you see Hey Craig? Shout out Hey Craig. Joining the Dog Pack supporter group. We appreciate that. Thank you guys so much. No, I think the Brandon Whedon thing, 27-year-old, I think that's just blown completely out. He wasn't bad in the NFL because we picked him when he was 27. He was bad because he was inaccurate with the football and didn't know where to throw it and had nobody to throw to.
And
we had nothing.
I literally tell people this all the time, and I know this is going to sound awful when I say it. My wife will say, you know, we could have had Josh Allen. I said, you know, if Josh Allen would have went to the Browns.
Right, because Josh Allen had a whole lot of problems that needed
to fix.
His first two years
he was terrible.
So,
in Cleveland, we would have said,
you know what it was? Got him Stephon Diggs all of a sudden.
Yep.
Hey, Jalen Hurts struggling a little bit. Hey, get A.J. Brown. Hey,
so
get you a number one.
Do you think the Lions talked to Goff about this Hooker thing? Like, do they owe that to him?
Are you saying Goff doesn't like Hooker?
Probably not.
He's married.
Because I'm
sorry, it was too easy.
I'm really surprised that they went quarterback.
I'm not. I think as good as Jared Goff played, I cannot count on him to consistently play at that level. I
mean, he's been to a Super Bowl.
He's had injuries too. So you can, I guess Hendon Hooker's coming off of an injury.
They just tried.
Way to kill my own point.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just surprised, especially if Goff was a few years older, if Goff was, 31, 32, somewhere in there, and then they picked this guy and they're going to groom him for a couple years, and then by the time he's ready, Goff is in his mid-30s. But like you said, they're close in age. I don't know. I'm just very surprised. Like, I thought the Lions were going to come into this draft and every pick was going to be defense.
The thing with Jared Goff, I'm trying to look it up now, but I'm not finding it fast enough to fix what I want to say here, but I wonder what the contract is. Like, do they have 1 year left on his contract? Yeah. And they got to think about, okay, now we got to re-sign this guy. He's going to be probably $40 million a year, whatever, upwards of that.
What's he making a year?
Do
we know that off the top of our head?
He got a huge contract in LA.
Yes.
Salary.
But is it still a huge contract compared to...
I think so.
It says right now it's like $31 million. I don't know. I'd have to look.
Quarterback?
For how many years, though?
Like that's this year.
His
cap hit this year.
For this. Wow.
Whoa. He's got to be getting close to the end of it.
Well, either way, I'm just saying, like, if you think Hendon Hooker can be the next guy to lead the franchise, you don't think he's that far behind Goff or however they've evaluated him.
I love
him,
this pick.
It might be easier just to keep him on a rookie contract than have to worry about trying to re-sign. And you're paying him
a third round rookie. Not a first round, top 10 or even a first round period. You're paying him a third round money.
By the way, the TV's so far behind. Like, the Browns are up next. Like, well, they're two picks behind.
Don't spoil it. Nope.
No, like, the Rams are on the clock, and then it's the Browns. We're two picks behind on TV.
Oh, well.
I don't want to.
It's going to get surprised,
I
promise.
I want to find out, like, everybody all at once.
Should we just close it down?
No, we got to have I got to practice my reactions, because when we were live last year,
oh, man,
we or got 2 years ago, and we picked Greg Newsom, and we had all kind of had our eyes
nobody
on.
Nobody knew who. On, you know, like, a lot of people were like, who?
And we had our eyes on receiver.
Yeah,
we wanted Bateman. Then when they went with Newsom, we were like, now, like, I was very excited an hour later, you know, right. But it was just, at first, I was like, that's a letdown.
You know now, what?
A big Newsom fan.
You want to talk about you being right. I don't mean to float my own boat here, but right before the draft, I said if I had to guess who the Browns picked at, what, 20 something, whatever
26.
It was, 26. Yep. I said Greg Newsom.
You know, looking back on it after it was all said and done, it made total sense, because they were all, I mean, every news report was pointing toward the Browns being interested in Greg Newsom as a prospect. You know, their meetings with him. Barry Shuck was on our show months before the draft talking about Greg Newsom. It was like, we just missed it. Mm-hmm. You know, we had our heart set on receiver.
I think we felt like corner wasn't a need.
Correct. Mm-hmm. At that moment. But looking at it now, so it's a really good thing we've got Greg Newsom, obviously.
Well, yeah, I'd put like 30 corners on our team, because they can never stay healthy.
No.
I feel like that's a problem just on any NFL team. Like, you better be deep in the secondary, because if not, you might be good for five games out of the year where all those guys get to play together. And other than that, you're going to be struggling.
And versatile, too. You know, get guys who can play inside and out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Injuries.
So do you know who the Browns picked?
No. Don't. They're not on the clock quite yet.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Blake, don't spoil it.
Oh, the Rams traded their pick to New York.
Yeah, Giants just jumped in front.
The Giants need receivers.
If this means anything, PFF is saying that the Browns' only two needs are interior D-line and safety.
That's dumb.
They also had Will Levis ranked as the second overall quarterback for a long time.
Listen, the longer I have PFF and the longer like they're around, the less and less I put stock in what they say.
What I've told people before, like, because everybody says, oh, you can't just use PFF grades. Okay, I use the grades to evaluate the stats. Mm-hmm. Like, what feeds into the grades, whether or not I agree with it. You know what I'm saying?
What kills me about PFF is, like I said, I use Malcolm Smith all the time as an example. I watched him play, and he was terrible, but he's grading off the charts on PFF. And I'm like, there's no way. I'm watching this guy.
So the New Orleans Saints just took Kendre Miller, the running back out of TCU. With them signing Jamal Williams, I mean, are they gearing up for that Alvin Kamara suspension? Do they think this is it? Is this the last year Kamara's on the roster? That.
I don't understand how, like, he's just getting away with it. It's just like it's just like the Eagles guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, apparently the Browns are the only team that if their player does something seedy, it warrants
You mean without any sort of, like, hard evidence or anything that? Because Alvin Kamara was on videotape.
Yeah.
I wonder how that works with, like, Jalen Carter, too, going into this year, like, since it happened before he was...
Oh, he won't be suspended.
Yeah, since he wasn't even on a...
They can't, because he wasn't even on the team.
Right.
Who?
Jalen Carter.
I mean...
Unless he did it
again. Josh Gordon came into the league on, like, level two of the drug policy because of his drug problem in college. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He never failed a test in the NFL, and he came in on level two.
I'm getting nervous, dude.
The NFL, by the way,
on the clock.
Josh Gordon a career.
I know. Dude.
They stole a career from him.
Rob Gronkowski's selling CBD oil now and stuff. Yeah. Like, come on now.
I'm so terrified that the Browns are going to be the Browns of the past.
And trade back?
And well, not even trade back. Just take somebody random.
No, come on. This is Andrew Berry.
I know, but still, this is
Martin Emerson, Andrew Berry. Yes. We're okay.
Hey, we got to pick a thing, by the way, because it's a past pick 70, and the Browns are actually on the clock. They're two picks behind.
Well, I know that now that the... all right, let's pick the third winner quick.
Yeah, let's do the third winner.
And then we'll do the Browns pick and all that stuff, and we'll get to the grand prize.
So this is the third winner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
The comment section for a second.
Third homage t-shirt winner is... Gage Tucker.
Gage Tucker! Hey!
Congrats, Gage.
Attaboy, Gage. All right, so now we'll do the other one real quick for the Brownie.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's we'll get to that in a second. Pick. So Brownie the Podcaster Elf for March is going to be... He can't win twice.
Okay.
He can't win twice.
Okay.
Why is this not working? Give me 1 second, everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's collusion. Rigged.
Yeah, there it is.
Recount.
I can't get a t-shirt.
Stop the count.
What do they call that little, with the vote, where the thing didn't go through, the little tab?
Okay, it's Mike Jackson.
Okay.
Mike Jackson. Mike Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
I'm sorry, Mike Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
I guess that's not the right word.
No,
right,
that's okay.
I
felt where you were going
with
it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna scroll up on my PFF so I don't see who the Browns take here.
I'm gonna get out of
and I'm gonna in chat. We're ignoring you just for a brief moment, just because I wanna catch the pick when it's on the TV.
Yep. We don't get to do this at all in this draft yet. So
yeah. So again, we'll take this moment. We appreciate you guys being here.
So,
pick. Do you want to talk about the pick for the Cardinals real quick?
Nothing big. I just think he's one of the corner position is really deep in this draft, and he's just one of these guys that's, you know, really good that gets picked late. And
Jesus,
right in front of the Browns.
Cleveland Browns just got jumped for Jalen Hyatt.
Interesting. Wide receiver out of Tennessee. There he goes. Okay.
So now the Browns are...
Okay.
On the Browns pick is already mode? In.
Yeah.
Because I already seen the Discord say, should I spoil it?
So no,
everybody, leave us.
Nobody
can chat right now.
I'm not looking.
Dude.
So the Browns are on the clock.
The Browns brought in Jalen Hyatt for an interview. The Giants must have thought that was their guy.
Well, Trenton Simpson's on the clock. The Browns have met with him.
Trenton Simpson, yeah. I'd still take Downs. If it were me, I'd take Downs. All right,
would you take Downs, Simpson, or Battle?
Trade every pick we got. Let's get the next three picks.
I mean, they just got the guy Downs. Who won the award for best receiver in college football at pick 73.
So you said Downs, Simpson, and Battle are on the clock right now.
I feel like the Giants are building something too. I know there might not be There might not be a ton of faith in Daniel Jones, but
they paid him like they have it.
But no, they didn't.
Well, I'm sorry. If you extend the guy, though, he got more money than I thought he was going to get.
I think there's a lot of faith in Brian Daboll.
Yeah, he's been a really good coach.
Yep. And so
if Sterling Shepard can stay healthy, but I mean, his legs are
toasted.
I think they're done.
I like Wandale Robinson. The pick is in last year.
The pick is in. The Browns had it immediately.
Okay, here we go.
So there was no if Hyatt was our guy, there was no panic on the Browns. We're not the Jets.
Andrew Berry said, "Watch this."
And you know what? It's not in Andrew Berry's nature to panic.
Oh, I'm so nervous, dude.
Me too.
So excited. It's the first time we've gotten to see the brown and orange like this on the screen.
And
this draft.
Is our holiday. We're used to picking so early. Yeah.
Do you think we're going to pick Jim Brown?
No.
Dude, the guy I work with, anybody who he doesn't know like the draft that well, so he would just make up fake names when people would be like, so who do you think's going one?
So the pick is in. Let's get out there. We don't need the pick is in and then like
Cedric Tillman.
I told you I like Cedric Tillman better than Jalen Hyatt. That right there is that's your thinking long term past DPJ because he's a big body receiver.
Yeah. Okay.
So what does PFF have to say about this?
Okay.
You guys give
us let's get it back up. I'm back up.
Give me some.
I feel like I failed because he was the one receiver I didn't have on the list.
All right. Yeah. I don't know why I brought you here.
6 foot three, 213. There's your big guy.
That's a big body wide receiver. So tell us why you like him so much.
I like him because he was going to be arguably Hendon Hooker's number one receiver until he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as he got hurt, that's when Jalen Hyatt came on the scene.
12 touchdowns.
And ended up winning his award. But Cedric Tillman was the top dog in Tennessee.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Blake.
No, you're good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Cedric Tillman, at his size, he's got very good speed as well. I remember him being a very like speedy guy also.
Let me see if he run? So one thing, and I haven't done this for anybody else because I don't really give two craps except if they're a Brown. So if you go to NFL, like the actual NFL combine draft prospect grade, whatever. He's got a 6.38. That's graded as will eventually be a plus starter. To get that in the third round is awesome.
That's great. Chat is very mixed.
Production score was a 76, athleticism 71, 4.54, 40 yard dash, 1.53, 10 yard split, 37 inch vertical, 10 foot 8 broad jump.
4.54, 40 is a little slow. But
I'm gonna go see what his contested catch was.
I don't put a ton of stock in that. He's, you already said his stats. You're on 4.54. Says he's the most physical receiver in the draft class. He's a safe bet as a possession receiver. He only dropped 5 of his 104 career catchable targets.
DPJ's gone. That's what this tells me is they think DPJ's gone.
This is like the Quentin Johnston pick last night for the Chargers, where it says this is our last year with Mike Williams, and we're getting his replacement now. You're right. I think. And this is not a knock against DPJ. This is actually in support of how good DPJ is, that we just won't be able to afford to keep him around after this year.
It sucks.
Cedric Tillman, great.
It sucks because I love DPJ, but hey.
All right, time to get back in the chat. What does everybody think?
It's mixed. It's very mixed.
Here's the thing.
I'll put up a poll.
If we think DPJ is going to ascend that much, won't they let Cooper go? He's older.
I don't think so. I don't think it's the Browns think DPJ is going to ascend that much. I think DPJ, the going price for a number two or number three receiver who's good, is expensive.
R is saying too much talent on the board to pick a receiver. I guess my argument to that was all you guys said that the only other defensive interior lineman left were, it'd be a big reach to take them right here.
Unless they wanted linebacker.
Unless they went linebacker.
Which, I mean, there's still a lot of really good linebackers. I mean, it doesn't have to. I mean, hold on. Let's pull out the list.
Yeah.
Anthony Schwartz is gone.
Okay.
Off.
He doesn't make this roster.
Trenton Simpson still available. Yeah. Owen Pippo still available. Dorian Williams still available. Noah Sewell still available. Ivan Pace still available.
So this is one of those things. Will people feel better about the people who are down? It's up and down in here. Will the people who are down on this, if we get one of those guys at our next pick here, are they going to be like, okay, well, then this is, you know what I mean? Like, when we took Newsom and, like, a guy like JOK was on the board, we were like, ah. But then we still got JOK, and now you're like, okay, well, look at this draft as a whole.
Right.
If we can still land one of those guys, does that make you feel better about this?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would think so.
Schwartz is headed to the XFL. Where are the linebackers? Andrew Berry just does not value linebackers.
And there's plenty of good linebackers available. I mean, shoot, and I'm not even joking. The Browns could trade back up. I would not be surprised. What do we have? Yeah. What are we, 98?
There's two.
Yeah, we've got 7 more picks to go.
Yeah, if you package 98 and, you know,
we got two fours, two fists. Go up there.
I would 100% move up because, I mean, you got to think for the future. And if you can grab a Jordan Battle,
how many, or we always talk about how many roster spots do we really think are open? Like
for rookies? And this is what I was saying.
You know what I mean?
There are roster spots open, but not for late round rookies who may or may not even make the team or may not contribute in year one. Like, we just don't have room for that.
That's what I tell people too. Like, if we had 5 picks in the first 3 rounds, maybe these guys would be making the team.
Right.
We're picking 3rd, 4th, 5th rounders. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be room for 6 rounders on this team.
And this is a really good conversation talking about who, like, the spots you have, because let's talk about wide receivers. Tillman's now guaranteed. He's guaranteed to be here. So you're looking at Amari Cooper's here.
Yep.
Why did I totally just blank on his name? DPJ. Elijah Moore.
Okay.
Moore, yeah. So Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, DPJ, guaranteed to be here.
For sure.
Goodwin, I think, will be here because
absolutely,
we need that veteran.
Zach Anderson gone.
Wow.
Wow, there he goes.
Wow. Interesting. Anyway, so I think you need that middle-of-the-pack veteran receiver, and he brings the speed. The Browns added their 2 speed guys with Elijah Moore and him.
Mm-hmm.
David Bell, is that put us at 5?
Yep.
Yeah?
5?
Yeah. I keep forgetting about, and I even did a whole piece on David Bell.
Yeah. But. So, I mean, you know, are we going to keep 6, 7? I mean, probably not 7, 6.
I'm saying you're probably keeping 6.
6. So who's going to be at the bottom of that? We know Anthony Schwartz is gone.
You got to figure that Michael Woods, they're probably going to put him on like an injured reserve list, and they're going to keep him another year.
Yeah. But he won't count against the roster.
Schwartz is definitely gone.
Jakeem Grant, does he make it as that last receiver.
I think, oh, for sure. Teams. I think so.
Because I don't think the Browns are done at wide receiver. If there's a guy that they like that keeps falling and they can grab him in the fifth, sixth round, they could snag another.
Yep. Yeah. There's still good wide receiver value later on. We've talked about it this offseason. Mm-hmm. Guys like Bryce Ford Wheaton, Puka Nacua. There's bigger.
I don't think Bryce Ford Wheaton would be the pick anymore because Tillman is going to be a bigger receiver, which we talked about with Michael Woods.
Yeah,
you needed to replace that size as well.
Well, and what I really like about the pick is you've seen Deshaun has thrived with these big. I mean, these guys who can just go up and catch the.
He likes to throw.
It bombs. Out. Yep. You know what I mean? Like Hopkins can go up and get the
Will Fuller.
Will Fuller. Now, this guy didn't run like the 40 like Will Fuller, but this is the kind of player that thrives with Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. You know what I just thought of? It just totally blanked my mind.
Huh.
Giants traded up in front of the Browns to get Jalen Hyatt, and the Browns took another Tennessee receiver.
They probably took the Tennessee receiver they wanted.
How much was Jimmy Haslam sitting there saying?
Yeah.
Get my guy.
Well, and I wonder if some of the Browns and Hyatt stuff was almost to bait somebody. Could be. Because they actually wanted Tillman.
Either way.
I don't know.
Either way. I mean, if the Browns took Hyatt, I'd be happy. I know a lot of people who think Hyatt sucks, which I don't.
But like we talked about, I don't think he sucks, but for me personally, if I had my choice between the two, which we almost did, I would have liked Tillman.
I personally would have rather gone with Josh Downs, but I'm not mad at it because it fits.
He's on the board.
It fits. Well, yeah. I mean, it fits a need because you're taking a receiver, and it fits the type of receiver that you're needing to replace either Michael Woods this year, DPJ possibly next year.
So I want to address a comment. Mm-hmm. Brandon in the chat says, did we not watch the same defense last year? Why are we picking wide receiver first?
Philosophy.
Deshaun Watson, that's why.
And coaching. Defense philosophy. I think we're banking on Jim Schwartz fixing a lot of the defensive problems because it wasn't a player personnel issue last year.
Yep. We did address the defense already this year. We hired a new coach. We brought in Tomlinson. We hired we signed with Oboe. You know, we've added pieces to the defense. We've already filled some holes on
there. Did you say Thornhill?
Yeah, Juan Thornhill. Yeah. The defense has not gone unaddressed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The Browns roster's kind of is good enough right now that you could pick the player you wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you weren't drafting for absolute need at pick 74. You were kind of picking for luxury a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, let's face it, there's a good chance if you pick a 74, there's some good players left, but are there plug and play day one starters right now? I don't know.
I feel like maybe Jordan Battle could be.
That was an interesting. When I talked about.
I see what you're saying.
When I talked about Jordan Battle in the last video I did, I kind of stumped myself on that because I could see him coming in and starting and them starting at strong safety. So using Thornhill strictly at free, using Battle strictly at strong, and then having two rovers.
Oh, okay.
With Delpit and JOK.
Yeah.
That could be, but I would trade up. There's too much talent on the board.
There's too much talent that the Browns need and that the Browns have actually had connections with.
And they're not going to use all these picks. No. I would be shocked if they used all of them. So trade up now. Why would you trade up in
Before 10, please.
Why would you trade up in the fourth and fifth round when you can trade up here and get more impactful players? I mean, Kelee Ringo, we're not going to take a corner, but Kelee Ringo, for whoever needs a corner, this guy was going to be a top 10 pick literally not that long ago. And he's dropped like crazy. Nobody's even talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
Cambia Music says, when was the last time we had a big wide receiver, high point, consistent?
Josh Gordon.
And he wasn't even like a big body, Joe Jaravicious.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? Like when I'm thinking big
going
body
back in the well.
When I'm thinking big body possession receiver, when was the last big body possession receiver we had?
I don't know, man.
I said Joe Jaravicious funny, but that might seriously be the last time we had a big body possession wide receiver if you're not looking at DPJ.
I was gonna say, DPJ, but
DPJ's contested catch has just, like, it's had to have eclipsed all expectations. If the ball is within five meters, dude, this dude.
Good pick.
There he goes.
See?
Josh Downs.
Anthony Richardson
goes to Indianapolis.
Oh, my God. You mean Gardner Minshew getting some help?
For now. When did the Browns pick next?
98.
Oh, man.
Which, I mean, picks are flying now. Yeah. We're grinding through it. But
grinding is right.
Yeah, well, it's a grind.
I just wanted to, all right, real quick, while we're kind of in the middle of conversations here, shout out to everybody in the chat.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys just hanging out with us all night. This has been a ton of fun.
Dude, we're up to 100. This is the most 178 we've ever had
viewers right now.
Oh. I mean, and it's got to be thousands of comments.
Yeah.
It hasn't stopped since we weren't even live yet.
Nope. Yeah, I was just hanging out. We were just making burgers downstairs and.
Tim said to stay on, guys. Grab a beer. Oh, yeah. I wish that were an option right now, Tim.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick. Kyle, thank you. You're doing a great job back there, Kyle.
Yeah,
all the camera switching and stuff. Kyle is just knocking it out of the park tonight.
If you follow us on, I think it was Twitter, we put out a picture of the studio, right?
Yeah.
This
so you can see the studio that we're in tonight. Yeah. We're using the special studio for this special night for you special people. But poor Kyle is like in this very dark little corner.
It's very
we're like this big like building, and it's completely dark in this building except for right where we are. And Kyle's just like sitting off.
I can see a little bit of face. Yeah. A little bit of light.
Man. He's like a vampire. Steelers
traded the pick to the Panthers.
Ooh, okay.
So
I want to say this for the viewers, since we're at our peak viewership right now. These guys, I mean, they get to be in the studio. I told them I'm coming from my bedroom studio that I set up each time. This is sick. Like, this is awesome. So I just want the viewers at home to know, like, y'all went all out for the draft. Because this is legit. I mean, I feel like I walked into ESPN when I walked.
So what, you know what's really funny? So like, we got a little bit of downtime here before the Browns next pick. Josh asked me if I wanted to do a Browns podcast. It's been years now. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy that we're going on the fourth season of doing this.
Yes.
But yeah. I remember, so then I texted Justin, and I'm sure you guys remember Zachary Kopp.
Shout out, Zach. What up, bud?
In OG Dog. And I asked them if they wanted to do it with us, and they said, yeah. So Justin was with me, and we went and picked up Zach, and we came in. And I remember I walked into the room, and there's this little – it was the half-oval table, and we all had our mics, and we didn't know how to put them, so they were in front of our faces. But we had these lights, and then Josh's phone was on, like, a little gimbal. I don't even think we had the gimbal yet. It was on the music stand.
Yeah.
And he had it propped up on a music stand. And we had, like, this little 13-inch TV behind us that we put our dog's picture up on. And I was like, this is so freaking dope.
Crazy.
I was like, we've made it to the big time. This is a. And during that episode, Josh got a call and his phone fell over.
Oh, my God.
My phone started vibrating. It was like.
And it just fell over. And that's where we started that. And then, like, if you go back and you watch our early episodes, you can kind of see, like, the evolution of the studio and stuff. And the only way that happens is because you guys watch the show.
That's 100% accurate.
So that's the only way. We don't go from Josh's phone falling off the music stand and the 20-inch TV behind us to this. If you guys don't tune in. So we really, really appreciate it.
Browns fans are great, man.
Oh, Browns fans are the best. I love defending Browns fans on Twitter and everything because it's just us against the world.
It's somehow the most toxic community, but at the same time, the best community.
Because it's so filled with passion.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So I know. I just said I don't put a ton of faith in PFF sometimes, but they gave us a very good for our pick.
We'll take it.
It says in a draft class of undersized.
Never mind. PFF, great.
Yeah. In a draft class of undersized wide receivers, Tillman was among a few of the top prospects with prototypical X measurables. He has good size, he is physical, and he attacks the football in the air. With the additions of Tillman and the trade for Elijah Moore, Deshaun Watson will have more options in the pass game entering his second season with the team. And I think once you go out and you trade all those picks and you give Deshaun all this money, like you have to then throw things at him to support him.
Yep.
And if, because yes. Well, then what's the point? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it'd be stupid.
This draft, if you followed any draft circles beforehand, like the wide receiver, the top end of the wide receiver class was very limited. It was like JSN, maybe Zay Flowers, Quentin Johnston, Oh, Jordan Addison. Yep.
Four guys.
But, and even those guys were questionable. There was really no like dog stud, this receiver is going to be amazing in the NFL. But
JSN was, and then he quit.
Yeah. But you talk about these true, what is the true X receiver?
Yeah.
There's really none in this draft other than Mingo. And it was Cedric Tillman. And I think those were pretty much it. So when they talk, when they say that, that's true. Like this class did not have a lot of big bodied receivers to choose from.
And I'm just, I was, the Browns have a history of drafting tiny wide receivers. And so to go out and get a big body guy is nice. It's a relief. The Browns have drafted enough 5'9", 5'10", 165-pound wide receivers.
Yeah. Yes.
We don't need any more Justin Charleses running out there.
Yeah, I feel it.
So we got the poll, 67% people said good pick. Mm-hmm. Louie Lou says it's Cooper's replacement. I don't think it's Cooper's replacement.
No.
Because as much as we like DPJ, if you take Cooper off this team, the wide receiver room goes from, I think, very good to substandard. Cooper's the glue that makes this thing go.
And we said it too. We're an injury away from being thin then at wide receiver. Yes. Amari Cooper gets hurt, which I'm not saying he's injury prone. He's had injuries, but if he gets hurt, he's not... It's not as elite.
He's one of those guys where his injury, like whenever we first got him, I was like, oh, I love Amari Cooper, but he's kind of hurt a lot. And then, but if you actually go look, he doesn't really miss that many games.
No, he just plays through.
Yeah, yes. He gets hurt in games and
he just keeps going.
Grinds.
Yep.
So, now this is a good time, by the way, to remember. We want to thank Omaha Steaks.
Yes.
If you were here at the beginning, we were eating hamburgers on TV. Yep. So I'm sure you guys got some great stills of me shoving the meat in my mouth.
There it is.
But shout out to them. They're sponsoring tonight's episode.
Who said that earlier? He said, swallow that meat.
That was Fatal Gnome, right?
Might have been, yep.
With a donation.
Paid like $5 to say that.
Yeah. You can head to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code DOGS. You get huge discounts on their website. Summer's right around the corner. Gonna be doing tons of grilling. So
Mother's Day's coming up. If you guys are having cookouts,
so huge shout out to them.
Yeah.
Again, if you've been in this chat all night and you're seeing all these YouTube members and stuff, and they're all talking like they know each other, it's because they do. They're in the dog pack. They've joined thedogs.com. You can become a dog pack member on the Patreon. You get into the Discord. It's been popping off all night. Everybody's having a ton of fun hanging out with us. So if you've enjoyed the live and you like more interaction with us and you like the interaction in the chat, that Discord's a 24/7 thing. If you put something in the Discord, you're going to get 50 replies within seconds. It's awesome. So if that's what you're into, jointhedogs.com. Just a little bit of a plug while we had a couple seconds of downtime.
Benji Mass just jumped in and said, who did we take? I just got here and finally had some time to relax today.
We took Cedric Bernie Tillman. Kosar.
Yeah. Benji Mass, I think this is, he won the shirt a little bit ago.
Oh, Benji.
So
Benji
just got in here. Surprise. You were a winner tonight.
Which one did he win? Did he win the homage or did he win the podcast?
He won the podcaster shirt. Brownie the podcaster elf.
So, Benji, if you're just now tuning in, uniforms. Congratulations. You won yourself a shirt.
Did you see those Oregon uniforms?
That's a reminder while we're talking about, if you guys want to get in, we're going to do this homage grand prize giveaway, two shirts and a hoodie in the package. So get entered into the contest now if you haven't already. Three entries can be yours. Just join the YouTube dog pack. 99 cents is the lowest tier. It's all you got to do. Jump in here. Get your level one badge like Natus the Greatest and Ara and Andrew Jackson, all these other awesome people in the chat.
I'm also supposed to say, if you're in the Patreon, make sure you link it with the Discord. I don't really know what that means. That's just what somebody in the chat is telling me. That's the person who revamped our Discord for us over the last week. So if he says it, that's do it. It works.
If he says it, do it.
Oh, man. What pick are we at now?
We are at
81.
Technically 82.
Guys, I don't know if we're going to make it to 98.
Oh. We're not going to make it to 98. Let's just call it now instead of after five more picks.
KMM Music, welcome to Dog Pat.
All right, Elite. Man. Thank you.
Yo, how about this? If somebody donates $100, we'll stay till 98.
Jesus. I'm still getting off this chair at some point.
Yeah, we can take a break.
Okay, why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Why don't we take a quick 5 minute break, evaluate. evaluate what we want to do. Stay with us, guys, because we still got to give away the grand prize. We'll see how quick these next couple picks go. We'll discuss what we want to do. Like Derek said, if somebody
for the low price of $99.99, you can keep the Dogs Podcast draft stream going tonight until 98. Oh, how about this? How about that? $98 donation will stay till 98.
Oh, man. Ugh.
So 98 divided. Yes, you can buy my loyalty for less than $20. No, I'm just kidding. Anything. You guys do not have to donate.
No.
But if you do, we obviously greatly appreciate it.
Definitely stick around because we are going to do the giveaway when we get back.
For sure.
Ravens fans, that's your fee. So if you're going to stay in this podcast or the stream, you got to donate.
Yeah.
You got to pay to watch.
We're going to take a quick 5 minutes. Stick around. We'll see you guys for the grand prize giveaway. Talk some more of the draft. Talk some more of the Browns. We appreciate you guys being here. See you guys in 5 minutes.
All right, we're back.
All right. Welcome back. We appreciate everybody who stuck around. John, did you want to address the comment?
Yeah, they didn't send me home. I'm sorry, buddy. Dell 982. First of all, I always look unhappy.
Because you are.
I feel like I'm sitting next to Helen Keller.
I'm very emotionally stable on the inside, I promise.
Do you need a hug?
No, I don't need a hug.
No!
Physical touch is not one of my love languages. All right. But this chair is super uncomfortable.
You missed it. You weren't here yet, but I got here and sat down and immediately was like, this is not going to work.
He turned into Beyonce immediately, like, listen, this chair, this isn't it. We gotta figure this out.
The beehive, the Blake hive.
Yeah, there you go. There it is.
I was like, guys,
did you switch chairs?
There's a chair switch.
Yeah. It's not like I switched and I upgraded like the Rolls Royce of chairs. This thing's very rough on the cheeks.
If it's a show from your knees, that would have been a very
the problem with that.
You should have just been just standing the whole time just talking.
I got what you.
The problem is
you don't like touch. I'm sorry.
I was sitting that one and I was like standing up while sitting and I was like, I can't stand this long, obviously. So, John had a long day at work. He's got to get up and go to work again. So the fact he's even here, you guys should be super appreciative. That's worth $98.
Exactly.
No.
Anybody donated 98 yet?
Nope.
No. Staying. Okay.
So, I thought my sales pitch was worth it.
That's dead, man. That's dead.
Yeah.
Just like my hopes and dreams.
We want to thank you guys all for being here. Unfortunately, I think we're going to call it an early night before pick 98. It's getting there. It's getting late, and we're not going to pick again for another hour and a half, probably.
Where's it at on Twitter right now? Because obviously the TV's behind.
We are.
Because if Twitter's way ahead.
They're not. We're on pick 85.
Oh.
So we still got 13 more picks. I mean, we'd be picking at like 11:30 probably.
I got a 2-hour drive.
Yeah. That's rough. And I have a wife at home who's like, hey, can you come home sometime in this day? I got to get up early. I'm getting family pictures tomorrow.
Oh,
that's cute. How cute.
I know. Sweet. It's going to be fun.
Hey, how about this? Devin Achane going to Miami.
I know.
Talk about them getting speed at running back.
Yeah. Has Trenton Simpson been picked?
No, I don't believe so.
Jordan Battle?
I don't think so.
Tajay Spears went to the Titans. Interesting.
So,
dude, if the
Browns, those guys are still there, man. Browns, if they get them at 98,
brother,
we do need to pick our last winners, though.
Well, I do think before we do that, we're going to do some sort of draft recap episode, probably Sunday ish, sometime this weekend. We'll have it out. So, all the thoughts that we have on the guys the Browns do end up picking, we are going to get them out this weekend, just not tonight, obviously.
Yeah, but I think at least in this room, I'm happy with the Browns pick.
I am too.
I'm okay with it. I'm good.
Even though like linebacker and stuff might have been, you could consider a bigger need. You can't reach for need though. You know, so if we can still get one of these guys at 98, or even if we have to trade up a couple spots, then it's Andrew Berry hitting another home run, getting the best value for the need.
Yep.
So I didn't want to see us reach just because then that guy doesn't even make your team. You know, so
who's still on the board is the biggest thing for me. It's like, even if we don't get a Battle or we don't get a Trenton Simpson, there's still guys. I mean, it's crazy to me. It's funny because this is how the draft is every year, and every year I'm still surprised. But
it's super unpredictable.
Yeah. I mean, the Browns, if you're mad at the first pick, and I'll say this too, I was not happy with Martin Emerson being picked last year.
I won't say I wasn't happy, but I was very surprised.
And obviously, I was wrong about that. And I fully made, for the 80th time, I was wrong about Martin Emerson. Cozy, you can shut up about me being wrong. But at the same time, it's like, you know, Tillman, like you said, it's a position of need, A, and it's the type of player in that position of need. And you still have guys available, deep class at linebackers still available, safety. There's still a lot of guys. I am a little bit disappointed with the kid from Illinois because I was kind of – I had him circled. I really liked him, but it is what it is.
So I want to thank all of you guys for being here. Shout out to Greg Queen joining the Dog Pack. We just entered your name, so you got in just in the nick of time. We're going to do a little spiel here. So I would say you got about another minute or two to get your entry in if you haven't done it already. I want to thank everybody for being here. I think we peaked it. Over 170 people at one time. That's definitely awesome. The most we've ever had for a live event. The draft live is kind of turning into like the Dog's annual like big thing. And then we kind of went bigger than we've ever gone so far this year. And you guys didn't disappoint us. You guys helped us out a ton. You kept the comments fresh all night. There's so much time to fill when you're doing draft coverage. It would be very boring and hard to do if we didn't have you guys in the chat making this awesome. So we appreciate you guys being here. Again, thank you to Omaha Steaks for sponsoring tonight's episode. Thank you to DF for driving all the way here from Columbus to be here with us, being our draft expert for the night. It was nice to finally meet you in person.
Paycheck was worth it.
Thank you for coming here and being our draft person who knows their names. We appreciate you doing that. It's just been a ton of fun. We can't wait to do it again next year. Again, thank you to Homage for sponsoring the giveaways tonight. That's really awesome of them. Again, this was our biggest live night that we've ever done, and it was awesome. And we have to give a special thank you to producer Kyle.
Ravens.
Oh Trenton no. Simpson.
Are you kidding me?
I guess we're going to talk about this for a second.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Well, there you go, buddy.
Oh, fudge.
Well, that does suck. That does. Well, that just figures,
dude,
doesn't it?
What?
That's one of those things. If that's somebody that you pegged that you wanted and you're the Browns, like, don't let the Ravens get on the board.
Dude.
You know what I mean? So, that sucks.
Fast.
And they're already loaded at linebacker. They're already loaded at linebacker. So, again, before they made their pick, thank you, producer Kyle.
Yes.
He's Kyle, here.
You're the man.
Kyle and Josh both have been here since, like, 10 a.m.
It's crazy.
So, setting everything up and you make sure it's all ready. If you weren't here since 10 a.m., just pretending you were.
No, it wasn't too long after, let's put it that way.
So, thank you to them. Again, thank you to all you guys. Thank you to everybody who entered these contests. And we'll see you guys this week when we put out a full episode and when we put out a quick draft recap. But until then, let's get to these contest winners.
Okay. Well, let's do the final contest winner. I don't even have it right.
Oh, my.
I got all excited about the Homage thing, and then I was like, well, let's do the Brownie the Podcaster Elf one first. Okay.
I hate the Ravens.
So the April winner for Brownie the Podcaster Elf t-shirt is David McKay.
Well, congratulations, David.
Congratulations, David.
Congratulations.
We'll get this a hold of you. We should have like a round of applause. Yeah. Button or something.
What was that for? Was that Brownie the Elf t-shirt?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Congratulations. We'll get a hold of you. We'll get your size. We'll get your address. We'll get it sent to you. Thank you for the support.
Absolutely.
And now for the Homage Grand Prize giveaway, which a huge shout out to Homage because they gave us a bunch of stuff to give away this year, which is pretty awesome. So this grand prize winner gets two t-shirts and a hoodie. So we're setting you up nice for the upcoming football season. So without further ado, here we go.
Okay. And the grand prize winner is Tony Dog Pound Sailor.
Okay, Tony Dog Pound Sailor.
Congratulations.
Could have had an easier name to announce.
And thank you guys so much for being here with us. Especially, I know some of you guys have been in here since we went live.
Yeah. Before we went live. Yeah.
Before. Yes. You guys have been here with us for 4+ hours. So we appreciate it. Again, from the bottom of our hearts, we can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Because you guys support the show so much is why we're able to keep making it bigger and better. So thanks again for being here. We can't wait for Pick 98. I'm sure I'll be like in a chat, or I'll be in the Discord. I'll be on Twitter when the Browns make their chat. So you'll still get to see our thoughts tonight. Just won't be here on YouTube. We'll see you guys sometime this week when we put out a draft recap episode. And once again, thank you guys for being here. And we can't wait to see you guys next time.
Thanks everybody. We appreciate it. All right.
Fun.
Let's go Browns.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.